Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:55 British summertime. Well, this has been another interesting day in here today with Mr. Paulson making his first public appearance, really, or first speech, certainly. And of course, he said that it's in the interests of the American nation to have a strong dollar, which is hardly surprising because it seems that's just a tape recording that all Treasury secretaries make, when in fact the last thing that they want is to have a strong dollar right now, because in an era of slow growth, you do most certainly don't want to have a slowing or a strong currency, because that is just a double whammy. So, although he says that he wants a strong dollar, the market certainly haven't believed him. The dollar hasn't rallied at all on this news, and the euro is currently up 45 points at 128.13, and the yen is pretty flat on the day. So that hasn't had very much effect on the markets at all. What he also said was that the world economy is robust and US growth remains strong. And that's, again, not too surprising. If he were to say anything else, it would put a note of panic into the markets, and we certainly don't want that. What's been much more important today has actually been that personal spending came out 0.4% higher, and that was on fuel costs. So that raised inflation fears, which means higher interest rates, which means that US markets, which had been right at the top of the range, have fallen back from there. The Nasdaq 100 is down 28 points, sorry, 27 points. It's at 1491 right now. So the Nasdaq hasn't really rallied at all over the last couple of weeks, and it's really been the weakest not only of US markets but of pretty much all the developed markets as well. It had rallied up to the bottom of the last range, which was the June range, and has fallen back from there fairly significantly in here today. So we could see a retest of this 1450 level. And what we would really need to see is for the Nasdaq to take out the progression of lower highs, and it doesn't show any signs of doing that right away. But what it now means is that the first area of potential resistance is going to be around the 1525 level for the eventual bounce when it comes. But there's no sign of that happening just now, and that's in conjunction with the Dow Jones, which had rallied right back up to this 11,200 level. It's come off a bit in here today. It's down 76 points. So it's encountering a little bit of resistance at the top of the range. It's found resistance there towards the end of June and towards the end of May as well. So no signs yet that we're out of the medium-term correction in the US markets. Now, European markets have performed on the whole an awful lot better than the US markets over the last couple of weeks, and we have seen them put in a progression of rising lows, and they've put in high, a number of them have also put in higher highs. But a couple were getting a little bit overstretched on the upside, and with that inflation news coming out today, there's also an ECB rate decision in a couple of days' time, and there is a very wide expectation that they're going to raise interest rates in the Eurozone to 3%. Now, in the Eurozone, they've raised them once a quarter for the last couple of quarters, and it's time for them to do that again if they're going to stay on schedule. And given the fact that there was also some news came out of Germany today that unemployment fell to the lowest in 2 years, it's still an astronomic something like 11%, but it's getting better, so that is going to bolster the ECB when they're thinking about raising interest rates. So that has hurt the European markets a little bit in here today. So you have the DAX down 1.5%, the CAC was down 1.2%, and the FTSE, well, the FTSE's not in the Eurozone, but it is a European market, and a lot of these things trade it very much together. The FTSE was down 47.5 points. In the Nikkei in Japan, it was very quiet today. In fact, there wasn't a whole pile to speak of in the Asian markets at all. The Hang Seng was down 59 points, which is only 0.35 of 1%, and the ASX in Australia was only 4.7 points down. So very, very quiet on the day, really. Very much likewise with the bond markets. Treasuries down 2 points in here. Gilts down 0.06. Excuse me, I'm gonna cough. Just bear with me for one moment. Sorry about that. And now moving into commodities, because there is a bit of news in here. Gold is currently up $10. It had been down earlier on in the day. I think it was down $3 or $4 earlier on, but it's bounced back, and that's starting to look a bit more positive. Silver is looking entirely more positive. It's at 1176 right now, so it's up 39 cents on the day. But that is putting pressure on a little bit of resistance around the last high, and it's in danger of putting in a higher high. And considering we had that incredible downward dynamic a couple of months ago, which really took the wind out of the markets, silver has performed remarkably well, particularly relative to the other precious metals. Palladium is up nearly $5 at 321, and platinum is up 14 at 1256. Platinum still very much within this medium-term correction. Now, looking at the energy sector, well, oil was it well, oh, sorry, excuse me, oil is up $55.55 at 74.95, so a little bit more strength coming in here. Now, I was surprised when I came in this morning and I saw that natural gas close up over $8. I had sort of expected that to find a little bit of resistance around the $8, and that has seemed to have followed through a bit in here today. It's at 7.81 right now, down 40 cents, 41 cents. That's really quite recent. It had held around $8 for most of the afternoon so far. It's only about an hour of trading left, so there's still this natural gas is notoriously volatile, so it could go either way. But I anticipate that we're probably not going to see this fall very much further, and if it falls back very much more than this, I think I'll probably take a position in it, because with hurricanes starting to make their presence felt in the Gulf of Mexico, we haven't had one yet, but you've got Tropical Storm Chris starting to appear right now. You had Beryl a couple of weeks ago, and we are coming more into the active part of the season. So that is going to add a note of nervousness to the markets over the next couple of months, and that really does mean that we're going to see higher prices. I also saw here today, and I posted, you'll see the chart, the oil gas ratio has most definitely topped out with a lower low in here right now. So that was remarkably overpriced. It's still overpriced, and in historically it's tended to overshoot on the downside. So either oil is going to come down an awful lot, or natural gas is going to go up an awful lot in the next couple of months. Interestingly, you'll see the backwardation chart I posted as well in gasoline. There was when I looked at the second month continuation this morning on the click through I do every day, excuse me, and all the charts that I look at are in the chart library. I saw that the backwardation has widened out quite significantly, and of course that's to do with the driving season. What it also means, though, is that because we have this incredibly tight market in refineries, in 1994 I think there were 181 refineries in the world, and they were running at about 70% capacity. Whereas today we have, I think it's about 170, and but they're running at 90% capacity. That means there's very little time to do any kind of maintenance work, but it also means that if you have big refineries getting knocked out, there's no backup. Now, if we have when we have this big backwardation, it means that there's plenty of demand around this time of the year, and if there's for any reason at all you see a refinery getting taken out, that could push up gasoline prices really very significantly. Now, looking at the base metals, nickel's up $350 in here, 25,850. That also has a remarkably high backwardation, and I think that's because of strikes at various nickel mines around the world. Copper is up $2, is at 3.59 right now. So that's still within the medium term correction, but looking a bit more positive. And I think that goes for pretty much everything across the sector. The softer commodities have been bouncing around really quite a lot recently. Just pulling up the soybean chart, and that had looked positive earlier on yesterday, but it closed way down on the day. And down in here today as well. What that really means is that it's starting to come back into a little bit of support towards the bottom of the range, and that first upward dynamic could very well be a buy signal. But of course, that's going to be contingent on what it looks like when that eventually happens. But because we have this drought going on in the US and these remarkably high temperatures, I'm surprised that we haven't seen some better activity out of the grains. But depending on how long this drought goes on for, these could start to look a bit more positive. As I said, they're not doing that right now. They are coming back towards the bottom of the range, particularly soybeans. So they're worth keeping an eye on, but probably not worth taking a position in. Another one to keep an eye on is going to be lumber. Lumber has been remarkably weak. It's coming back towards historic lows, but no sign yet that downtrend has ended. But eventually, when it does end, there's probably going to be an enormous short covering rally, so it could be one to jump on the back of when it eventually goes. But these are just ones to keep an eye on. But other than that, thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.